breezy and warmer today, with temperatures soaring a little bit above average, well into the mid to upper 70s. We will see clouds increasing and thickening through the day, especially this afternoon into early this evening. That's ahead of the next cold front that will approach finally with some rain tonight. But unfortunately, it's not going to be a lot of rain. A third of an inch or less for most areas tonight. And some places may struggle just to get a tenth of an inch of rain out of this, but at least some showers tonight, spreading from west to east, mainly after dark. And the best chance really looks to be between about 10 p.m. and 4 in the morning. So middle of the night is when the most widespread and most significant showers will occur. There may be a few showers occurring as early as this evening and a lingering shower as late as 5 or 6 in the morning, especially Clay and St. John's County. But for the most part, this is an overnight deal, which bodes well for the afternoon commute today and the morning commute tomorrow. May still see some damp spots tomorrow, but otherwise we'll break out into sunshine as we go through the day. It'll be breezy and cooler, but still nice near 70 degrees. The real cool air arrives later in the week for Thursday and Friday. Despite lots of sunshine, temperatures will only get into the low to mid-60s Thursday, setting us up for a cold night Thursday night. We'll dip into the 30s inland, and west of Interstate 95, there may be some areas of frost early Friday morning. Yep, winter wants to hang on just a little bit longer. Not terribly unusual, even though we are beyond our average last frost for most of northeastern Florida, especially near and south of Interstate 10. It's certainly not unheard of this time of year, but it will set us up, the timing of these weather systems, for a nice start to the weekend. On Saturday, we'll have a good deal of sunshine. Temperatures in the morning in the 50s and 60s will warm into the 70s, low to mid-70s during the afternoon. So for the Gate River run, we're looking at skies that'll start out mostly clear. Temperatures in the 40s early in the morning at about 7 a.m., so it'll be quite chilly, but for runners, quite pleasant, and then warming up as we head through the morning in the middle of the day with winds out of the south at about 10 miles per hour. Not terribly strong. A little bit of a look ahead the rest of your weekend, however, not as favorable. Clouds will increase and thicken through the day on Sunday. It looks like we'll have some shower activity to deal with for the tail end of the weekend during the day. On Sunday, we'll continue to refine the timing and the strength of that particular weather system as we go through the week, but there are indications of another dip in the temperatures following that Sunday front for early next week. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center, for News 104.5 WOKV.